Hi there, this is Neely Tamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. Thank you for joining my podcast today. Today's podcast is called Three Reasons Why Buying a Condo in Toronto is the Worst Investment You Will Ever Make. So if you're following the real estate market in Toronto, you are definitely hearing that the real estate market has been on fire in 2016. The prices of detached homes have gone up at record levels, and condo prices are sure to follow and continue to go up in price. So everything seems to be great in the world of real estate, and especially in the world of real estate in the Toronto area. But what can go wrong? There's many things that can go wrong investing in real estate, and especially if you don't know what you're doing. It's really important that if you're a new real estate investor looking to buy a first rental property, or whether you're an experienced real estate investor looking to buy your fifth or sixth property, that you exercise due diligence and that you make sure that you are careful with your investment. Because although many people are talking about in the media that the Toronto real estate market is great and that you can make a lot of money investing in Toronto and investing in Toronto condos, you can also lose a lot of money very quickly. So today I want to touch on the three reasons why buying a condo in Toronto could potentially be the worst investment you'll ever make. The three reasons are, number one, selecting the wrong tenant. Number two, not buying close enough to transportation. And number three, not buying in a defined neighborhood. So I'm going to start things off by talking about point number one, and that's selecting the wrong tenant. So over my years dealing with real estate investors, you know, the number one, issue that people get into with their rental properties and when they're buying investment real estate is selecting the wrong tenant. When you fundamentally select the wrong tenant for your rental property, that's when everything goes sideways and things start to go wrong with your rental property. It's absolutely paramount that when you have an investment and when you have a real estate investment, that you are being very vigilant and ensuring that you're picking the correct tenant. If you have the wrong tenant, you might as well not even own the rental property at all. You know, thousands of dollars are lost, tens of thousands of dollars are lost when you put in the wrong tenant into your property and problems start to occur. So, you know, I've talked about this before, but I'll touch on it again. When you are buying a rental property, and especially if you're buying a condo in Toronto, you know, make sure that you're exercising your due diligence. Make sure that you're obtaining an employment letter from the prospective tenant, that you're obtaining pay stubs, tours and pay stubs from the prospective tenant, that you're obtaining a rental application from them as well. And, you know, most importantly, that you're obtaining their credit report or their credit score. Because when you do that level of due diligence and you collect all those necessary documents, you're able to identify the profile of that prospective tenant. And in particular, by looking at their credit report, you're able to see, okay, is this individual able to pay their debts on time? Do they have a track record of paying their debts on time? Or do they have a track record of always missing payments, falling behind with their debts, and essentially not paying them? So point number one is you can lose a ton of money investing in the Toronto real estate market if you put the wrong tenant into your property bottom line. You want to ensure that the tenant that you're putting into your property is the best, you know, potential candidate that you can essentially find, and that they have, you know, a good job, they're able to provide you with all the necessary documentation, and that they have excellent credit, because that will really indicate whether or not they're going to pay their rent and whether or not they're going to pay their rent on time. Okay, so that's point number one. Point number two, with regards to, you know, the three reasons why buying a condo in Toronto is the worst investment you can potentially make, is not buying the condo close enough to transportation. So let's talk a little about transportation. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the general tenant profile living in Toronto. So for the most part is that, you know, there's, again, if you're watching the Toronto real estate market, you see that there's massive development occurring in the condo industry. You know, it's one of the busiest cities in terms of development in all of North America. You know, and with that, you know, there are condo buildings going up all over the place. Okay, so there's condo buildings that are going up close to transportation. There's condo buildings going up somewhat close to transportation, and there's again condo buildings going up nowhere even close to transportation. So the tenant downtown, living in downtown Toronto, likes convenience. You know, especially living in a major urban center, it's possible maybe that they don't have a car. You know, maybe that they're walking to work or they're taking the public transportation. So in Toronto, public transportation is called the TTC, if you're not familiar with that. And they love convenience. So as such, you know, as a prospective tenant and somebody looking to rent a condo in Toronto, they are looking for convenience. And as such, they're looking for, you know, how difficult or how easy is my life going to be? And further to that is, how close am I to transportation? How easily can I get to work? How easily can I get to the grocery store? How easily, you know, can I go and meet with friends? Transportation is very, very important. So when you're looking to purchase a condo in Toronto, make sure that you are purchasing something that is close enough to transportation that it's easy for people to get around, okay? And there's a lot of variations with regards to what I mean. You know, one can argue that you should be within walking distance of a major subway station. You know, one can argue that you're within walking distance of, you know, a major, you know, bus line. You know, the TTC has buses as well. You know, so we won't dissect that too much, but I would say that, you know, it's very, very important the closer you are to transit and to transportation. The further away you get from transportation, it causes a lot of problems, because the demand then for your rental property and the demand for your condo diminishes tremendously, because people want access. They want transportation. They don't want to be in an area of the city where they're not able to easily navigate where they need to go. Okay. So if you're looking at various investments and you're looking at various condos, one of the big factors that you should look at when you're looking to purchase a condo in Toronto is, how close can I get to transportation? You know, and really, the closer you are to transportation, the better, because the more demand you'll have for your property, and you'll have a larger tenant profile in which you're able to choose from, which is the goal. Because then essentially that will ensure that your rents stay high, the rents that you're able to collect, because there'll be demand for your particular condo that you're renting. Okay, so definitely transportation is crucially important. Point number three that is not as obvious, but it's definitely you know, a factor to take into consideration, and it kind of links into point number two, the transportation point that I just discussed, is, you know, not purchasing a condo in a defined neighborhood. So I'll talk a little bit about what I mean there. So, you know, in my mind, you know, this is the third reason, you know, if somebody's buying a condo in Toronto, it could potentially turn out to being a very bad investment for them, is if they're not buying in a defined neighborhood that's already built up. So for example, you know, with the Toronto real estate market being very, very hot, and there's a lot of builders and developers that are purchasing land in the city and, you know, developing condo buildings, they're developing condo townhouses, they're developing low-rise also buildings as well. With a lot of this development and a lot of money to be made by the builders, you know, oftentimes they're building these projects really anywhere that they can find land. And as such, what's happening is that this, you know, this building is occurring sometimes in areas of the city where there's no neighborhood that kind of exists already. So for example, you know, you could have a development that goes up. So a developer and a builder purchases, say, several single-family homes that are on a street. So say there's five or six single-family homes in a row located on a street, and they purchase these homes and they get city approval, and it's a great spot for them to put up a condo building or to put up a low-rise building. So when I mean like a low-rise or a mid-rise building is basically, you know, a condo that's not a huge tower. You know, it's not 50, 60 stories, but maybe it's, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 stories. So when there's a lot of money to be made by builders and, you know, land is very scarce, you know, builders are building all over the city, all over Toronto. So, you know, if you purchase a condo in a project that a builder, does, you want to ensure that you're buying in a defined neighborhood, you know, a neighborhood where, you know, people want to live, you know, again, that's close to transportation and that's really desirable, right? If you're buying something that is on literally, you know, a very, very busy street that happens to have just a bunch of houses there that the builder had purchased and demolished them and put up a condo building, you know, there's two things that are kind of going to occur there is you're going to have a difficult time attracting a good tenant profile because you're kind of going to be in no man's land. You may not be close enough to transportation, and you just may not be in an area that's desirable for people to want to live, you know, because in addition to people wanting to live close to where they work and, you know, close to amenities and that sort of thing, if they're just in an area that just doesn't make sense and it's kind of ugly, it's on a major street and there's no neighborhood, you're going to have difficulty with regards to finding a tenant. And then maybe then even for resale, when you go to sell the condo down the road, the value of the condo may suffer because you know it's not a desirable, you know, building compared to, you know, if you owned a condo in a very built up neighborhood with a lot of amenities, a lot of restaurants, a lot of bars, you know, library, rec center, in a place where people want to actually live. Okay. So that third point, not buying in a defined neighborhood, it's a little bit more abstract that point, but definitely it's one to consider as well. So just in summary, you know, the three reasons why buying a condo in Toronto can be the worst investment that you will ever make is, you know, you don't want to select the wrong tenant profile. You don't want to make the mistake of being too far away from transportation, and you don't want to make the mistake of not buying in a defined neighborhood. So when you're doing your due diligence, when you're looking to buy a rental property and you're looking to buy a condo downtown, make sure that you are, you know, really being careful and really doing your due diligence, because if you make mistakes on these three points, the investment definitely could be the worst one you'll ever make because you won't be able to find a tenant, it won't be close to transportation, there'll be no demand for your condo, for your rental property. And then thirdly, it may not even go up in value because you've selected it and you've bought it in a poor area that's not a defined neighborhood. Okay, so there you have it. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. And once again, this is Neely Tamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.